This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. Welcome, Morning Devotions. I watched a fascinating documentary on TV one night about a Mexican songwriter and singer I'd never heard of before called Rodriguez. I'm not sure of his first name. This was not your usual story of success, but about a man who came from a very humble beginning with poverty, and he became a household name, especially in South Africa. He sold many records, sung to thousands of people in sellout concerts, and he had no idea why he was so popular. He actually came to Australia in 1979, did some concerts and sang to something like 15,000 people. Apparently, he's lived in the same modest house in Detroit all his life. He's got no car, computer, or TV. He's got three kids, and one of his daughters, Regan, he told his daughter that he's got really only three basic needs in life: food, clothing, and shelter. And yet he's made a lot of money from his singing career, most of which he's given away to his daughters and friends. And Regan has said that this is his philosophy. He takes great pleasure in giving the money away, especially to people that supported him when he wasn't a big commercial success. He said, "I do really wish he'd spend some of the money on himself, though." Now, I was very interested in this story because it's certainly unusual. It was an unusual documentary. This man, not interested in money or being famous, he had a very different attitude towards success to what a lot of people have. And most of us think success means a big bank account, being recognised, appearing in the media. But not Rodriguez. It means nothing to him. And I thought this is very refreshing. How do you know if you're a successful person? Is success measured in terms of prosperity, lots of money, wealth, a big house, a swimming pool? So what is it? What is success? Now, someone has said it's being able to go to bed each night with your soul at peace. And I like that. It's obvious that some successful people are far from happy. They've got many worries and concerns. There are millions of people, I think, who are striving for success. They might read books and listen to tapes, CDs, online, they might go to seminars and all sorts of things to find out this magical key, how to be successful. And when it came to making money, J. Paul Getty was the most successful man of his generation. He was worth billions of dollars at a time when a dollar was worth at least two or three times what it is today. And yet he had a failed marriage. He was lonely, frustrated. And he said, "I would give up all the money I have ever made if I could just have one happy marriage." That's what he said, J. Paul Getty. I think most of us would have a definition of success that we strive for. Now, it might be a title at work or a level of income or a particular social status. If you Google the word success, you might get 330 million hits. Do an Amazon search and you'll find there are something like 820,000 books on this subject. So with all this information out there, we certainly should know what success is. One person defines success as the completion of anything intended. Well, actually, that's not much help. I mean, if I drop a pencil, I'm a success. I mean, the completion of anything that's intended, surely it's more than that. And some think it's due to some lucky break or being a genius. And most of us picture success as being more like someone we're not, and that can be very frustrating and soul-destroying. Now, I want to talk about this again tomorrow because there's so much about this. But true success is not a list of accomplishments. There's something deeper than this. It's more substantial. It's something that's harder to achieve, harder to measure. And I'm talking about the intangible things and the things that are significant. And there are the things like honesty, loyalty, integrity, compassion, and character. I wonder if you would agree with that. Ralph Waldo Emerson said that for him, success is to laugh often and much, to win the respect and of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the praise of honest critics, to endure the betrayal of false critics, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, and to give of oneself and to leave the world a better place. Heavenly Father, thank you that you know what success is. Teach us, Lord, what it should be for ourselves. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.